Following is a rebroadcast of a show originally aired on WFMU and edited for rebroadcast on Waveform's WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio in New York's Upper Hudson Valley, streaming online at wavefarm.org/listen.
Ta hoke an chata Right ball of your thumb under the opening of the right nostril, blocking it completely. When I tell you to inhale, you are to inhale through the left nostril, allowing the lower part of the chest to expand, followed by the upper part of the chest, thus filling your lungs with fresh air. The inhale is timed to the count of four. After the count of four, you are to stop inhaling and hold your breath for the count of eight. During the count of eight, you are to remove the ball from under the right nostril, the left nostril. Once the count of eight, pulling in the stomach and chest, forcing all of the old air out of the lungs. Keeping the left nostril, breathe in again, the right nostril. Once again, expanding the lower chest, then upper chest. Once again to the count of four. Holding your breath for the count of eight, and shifting the thumb over to the right nostril. Exhale, pulling in the stomach and chest for the count of four. This completes one full cycle. You will continue to do so for three full cycles. This process is simple and is known as the 4-8-4 breathing exercise. Begin to activate itself through your bloodstream, allowing you to feel better and more relaxed. Part 2. Once you have finished the breathing exercise, close your eyes and drop your head down so that your chin is touching the upper part of your chest. On the count of 1, begin to rotate your head slowly, clockwise, 4 times to my count. Pretend your neck is like a ball bearing, allowing your head to smoothly rotate, loosening all the muscles in your neck. Do not move the shoulders, just the neck. At first, you may experience crackling of the neck. In time, this will subside. After the count of 4, reverse direction and rotate your head counterclockwise. Again, 4 times to my count. This being completed, you have replaced old, stale air from your lungs with new vitalizing fresh air. Combined with the head roll exercise, this places you in a mentally and physically relaxed state. Keep your eyes closed and make yourself comfortable, sitting with your arms loosely by your sides and hands on your lap. Feet and legs in a comfortable position, you will enter part 3. This phase is technically known as suggestology. Suggestology is superior to hypnotism in the area of meditation or for therapeutic purposes. Employing suggestology, you remain fully conscious of your surroundings. At no time do you lose control over any given situation. Utilizing suggestology, my voice will penetrate your subconscious mind. Whether in person or on a record, it makes no difference. You will be fully conscious. Nevertheless, your subconscious mind will react to my suggestions. The conscious mind will become subjective. My suggestions to bring out your latent psychic abilities will be recorded in the subconscious in a positive manner. The subconscious mind is always with you. It never leaves, but we make it subjective during the Burgess method. The subconscious mind does all the work bringing forth your latent psychic abilities. Part 4 is called Fortified Suggestology. My suggestions will fortify and condition the subconscious to respond to spontaneous parapsychological manifestations during both your waking and sleeping hours. To obtain successful results, your attitude is of critical importance. You must believe in extrasensory perception and in your innate ability to produce psychic experiences. Your attitude is vital. A negative attitude can unconsciously nullify ESP. Therefore, it is essential that you pursue the meditation exercises with a positive attitude in order to obtain favorable results. The potential of the mind is limited only to one's biased and prejudiced opinions. The mere fact that you have purchased this record and are attempting to bring forth your psychic powers is in itself a sign that your attitude is in a proper perspective. ESP is a form of creativity. The subconscious mind is more creative than the conscious mind. Thus, we tap the subconscious mind by a series of exercises relaxing your entire system. Part 3 of the meditation places you in a twilight state. A deep trance-like state is not needed or desirable to produce psychic experiences. May I inject here that you are not engaging in the realm of occult, witchcraft, black magic, or voodoo. ESP is a natural ability. ESP is open to everyone. Not just to a gifted few. You can develop and experience extrasensory perception. Before you begin to experiment, consider the various areas of ESP you wish to develop. First, telepathy, better known as mind reading, receiving thoughts from another person. Second, precognition, endeavoring to predict future events. Or third, clairvoyance, having a clear picture in your mind of an event taking place at a distant locale, precisely at the time it is occurring. Or ESP approaches for objective events. There are other forms of ESP, but the great states above are more acceptable to this market. If for some reason you feel that you have been able to extract the thoughts of others, then you should pursue this area of ESP. If, on the other hand, your previous experiences have been in recognition, all of your energy should be spent in this phase of ESP. Advise that after listening to the record, allow your mind to express it, your free association. Let anything enter without knowledge. Keep records of all images, regardless of how remote they may seem at the time. They may prove to be pertinent as time goes on. My experiments prove that after 2 or 3 months, 90% will have some success in experiencing psychical phenomenon. Persistence is another key unlocking the door to significant psychical experiences. Proficiency will materialize with constant practice. Flashes will surge forth to you at the oddest times. By practicing and applying the exercises on side 2, of this record, your psychic experiences will increase and you will become more aware of them. Now, before attempting any experiments, be certain that you avoid the use of alcohol, nicotine, or drugs for approximately 2 hours. Have you ever lost an article only to end up in utter frustration searching for it in vain? Let me explain how I have helped many people find lost articles. Several persons have related that the thought lost article was not lost, but in reality stolen, and they knew the thief by the following process. After listening to the Twilight Alien, imagine in your mind's eye the lost article. Assuming it is a ring, picture the ring and nothing else. Do not exert a great deal of effort, or you will defeat your purpose. Relax and visualize the lost article. After a short time, you will notice other objects near the ring. More objects will materialize. Once the full picture is clear in your mind's eye, all you must do is recognize the locality of the other objects. At that location, 95% of the time, your lost article will be there. That while practicing this experiment, he saw his wristwatch on another person's waistband. He eventually realized, and he did indeed have the stolen wristwatch. I am highly enthusiastic about this method of finding lost or stolen articles. The more tense you became. Much of the time, it is absolutely impossible to relax. The secret to relaxation is this. You cannot do it alone. You must have help. A byproduct of this record is that while your primary objective is to develop your ESP, this secondary factor will be various images. This is the method I have employed for the past 25 years and have increased my psychic abilities by 70%. I go through the exercises every day. My physical exercises start and you slowly deteriorate. Begin by playing this record twice on both sides in order that you may fully understand the theory of the Burgess method. Then, if you foolishly put this record on a shelf with the thought, I'll start the page. If procrastination will be an excuse for not doing today what must be done today, you will end up never employing the Burgess method. If you are really seriously interested in developing your psychic powers, you must now, right now, make yourself to the expenditure.
listening to Radio Ravioli. My name's Olivia. I found an old article from The Atlantic, which was entitled "This Moon Orbiting Saturn Looks a Lot Like Ravioli." It actually does. It's a grayish kind of ravioli. Frankenstein ravioli, but it is ravioli-esque. Floating in space. Who knew ravioli was so universal? Thank you.
once again to the count of four. Holding your breath for the count of eight and shifting the thumb over to the right nostril, exhale, pulling in the stomach and chest for the count of four. This completes one full cycle. You will continue to do so for three more cycles. This process is simple and is known as the 484-484 breathing exercise. All of the above instructions are timed for you at the beginning of side two of this record, plus full printed instructions accompany this record. The fresh oxygen in your lungs will begin to activate itself through your bloodstream, allowing you to feel better and more relaxed. Part two. Once you have finished the breathing exercise, close your eyes and drop your head down so that your chin is touching the upper part of your chest. On the count of one, begin to rotate your head slowly. Is like a ball bearing, allowing your head to smoothly rotate, loosening all the muscles in your neck. Do not just the neck. At first, you may experience crackling of the neck. In time, this will subside. After the count of four, reverse direction and rotate your head counterclockwise. Again, four times to my count. This being completed, you have replaced old, stale air from your lungs with new vitalizing fresh air. Combined with the head roll exercise, this places you in a mentally and physically relaxed state. Keep your eyes closed and make yourself comfortable, sitting with your arms loosely by your sides and hands on your lap. Feet and legs in a comfortable position, you will enter part three. This phase is technically known as suggestology. Suggestology is superior to hypnotism in the area of meditation or for therapeutic purposes. Employing suggestology, you remain fully conscious of your surroundings. At no time do you lose control over any given situation. Utilizing suggestology, my voice will penetrate your subconscious mind. Whether in person or on a record, it makes no difference. You will be fully conscious. Nevertheless, your subconscious mind will react to my suggestions. The conscious mind will become subjective. My suggestions to bring out your latent psychic abilities will be recorded in the subconscious in a positive manner. The subconscious mind is always with you. It never leaves. But we make it subjective during the purchase method. The subconscious mind does all the work bringing forth your latent psychic abilities. Part four is called fortified suggestology. My suggestions will fortify and condition the subconscious to respond to spontaneous parapsychological manifestations during both your waking and sleeping hours. To obtain successful results, your attitude is of prime importance. You must believe in extrasensory perception and in your innate ability to produce psychic experiences. Your attitude is vital. A negative attitude can unconsciously nullify ESP ability. Therefore, it is essential that you pursue the meditation exercises with a positive attitude in order to obtain favorable results. The potential of the mind is limited only to one's biased and prejudiced opinions. The mere fact that you have purchased this record and are attempting to bring forth your psychic powers with your attitude is in a proper perspective. ESP is a creativity. The subconscious mind is more clear than the conscious mind. Thus, we tap the subconscious mind for a series of exercises. Relax your entire system.
Power.
Reinforce the meditation area. Places you in a twilight state. A trance-like state is not needed. Desirable to perform experiences. Project here that you are not engaging in of the occult, witchcraft, magic, or
you.
ESP is open to everyone, not just to a gifted few. You can develop and experience extrasensory perception. Before you begin to experiment, consider or ESP. Better known as mind reading, receiving thought from another person. Second, precognition. In or third,
having a clear picture in your mind of an event taking place at a
distant locality,
precisely at the time it is occurring, or ESP of objects or
there are other forms of ESP. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale. 1, 2, 3. 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Close your eyes. Drop your head down as far as you can. Begin to rotate your head clockwise. 1, 2, 3, 4. Reverse direction. 1, 2, 3, 4. Keep your eyes closed. Make yourself comfortable sitting with your arms loosely by your sides, hands on your lap. Move your feet and legs to a comfortable position and relax every muscle. As you listen to my voice, pay no attention to any external events. My voice is slowly penetrating your subconscious mind. Now relax every muscle in your body. Think of your legs and feet becoming fully relaxed and limp. Your legs and feet are relaxed, so very relaxed. All the muscles in your legs and feet are fully relaxed. This pleasant sensation of relaxation is creeping through the trunk of your body. You feel so relaxed, so comfortable. Your eyes are closed. Make no attempt to open them. You are completely relaxed and limp. Your feet, legs, and the trunk of your body are fully relaxed. Relaxed and limp. The sensation of relaxation is now creeping through your arms and hands. Your arms and hands are fully relaxed. You feel a warm, pleasant sensation of relaxation extending up into your neck and head. Your neck and head are fully relaxed. Your entire body is now relaxed. So relaxed. So limp. So comfortable. Let yourself go completely. Every muscle, every